Our scripture reading today comes from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7, and is part of our summer preaching series called Drawn Together, Reflections from the Wilderness. As you know, all of our scripture readings for this series are coming from the book of Exodus. So let's take a moment to remind ourselves of the larger story in which today's passage takes place. Just a few chapters earlier, in Exodus chapter 14, we find the Israelites escaping from slavery in Egypt. God miraculously parts the waters of the Red Sea and leads the Israelites to freedom. Chapter 15 starts with a song of celebration, offering thanks and praise to God for all that God has done. But then the tone starts to shift. The Israelites begin their journey into the wilderness on the other side of the Red Sea, and the grumbling begins not long after that. First, the Israelites complain because the only water they can find in the desert is too bitter to drink. So Moses cries out to God, and God makes the water sweet. The Israelites set out again, and again they complain, because this time they're hungry. So God provides bread and meat, manna, and quail. If you remember, that was our scripture text last week. Now, as the Israelites continue their journey through the wilderness, the complaining continues too. In today's reading, we will hear again that the Israelites are thirsty. It's helpful to remember that today's reading is part of this larger story, a story that begins with the promise of liberation and new life. But as the Israelites make their way through the promised land, the journey toward this promise doesn't go exactly as planned. And so they get stuck. They get stuck between promise and fulfillment. They know what God has promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey, and yet they fear they will never get there. They fear the promise will never be fulfilled. How often have we found ourselves in that same kind of wilderness, getting stuck between promise and fulfillment, knowing that God has promised good to us, but fearing that the promise might never be fulfilled? How often do we find ourselves struggling because things don't go according to plan? Now, this is where God has a great sense of humor, because I finished editing my sermon this morning at home, had not yet hit print, and all power at the parsonage went out. Luckily, power was still on here, but that was just the first thing this morning in what could be a blooper reel of things that have been a little bit challenging with worship this morning. So God has a great sense of humor to take a sermon that is about what to do when things don't go according to plan, and to invite me to live that right now. So let's see what we can learn from the word of God in Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me. The Lord said to Moses, go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink. Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. And now again, we get to sing of our faith. Our middle hymn is Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. If you're here in the sanctuary, you'll find it in the hymnal. And if you're worshiping from home, we'll be dropping the words into the comments so that you can sing along with us. Please be seated. And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I've been in ministry here at Old South for almost 15 years now, so it's not surprising when I look back in my files and discover I've already preached on a particular scripture text at some point here during that time. Today's scripture reading is one of those texts. So that wasn't what stood out for me when I looked back through my files this past week. I wasn't surprised I found a sermon I'd already written about this passage from Exodus. What did stand out for me was the date of that previous sermon, March 8th, 2020. That was the last Sunday we held worship here in person before the full reality of the COVID-19 pandemic began to set in. Some of my memories of that Sunday are so clear. I remember we had started to get concerned about the new coronavirus, even though we understood so little then about how it could be transmitted. Back then, right when the pandemic began, we were more concerned about spreading illness through touch rather than through breath. So we asked people not to shake hands or hug during the passing of the peace. I also remember we had little bottles of hand sanitizer in each pew, just like we do now. But before worship began, one of our deacons pulled me aside and told me in no uncertain terms that I had to make sure people didn't take the hand sanitizer home with them. I must have looked at her like she had two heads, but she knew what I didn't, that hand sanitizer was already becoming incredibly difficult to find in the stores. So I remember trying to make light of it, making a joke during the announcements about how the hand sanitizer wasn't a door prize or a free gift with purchase if you put an offering in the offering plate. And I remember, too, how a dedicated member of the church spent hours wiping down every surface in the sanctuary with Clorox wipes after the service that day. And we thought that was going to be our new reality: more cleaning, less contact, use hand sanitizer, but don't take it home with you. We had no idea what was coming. That Sunday, March 8th, 2020, we heard the same scripture reading we read this morning. We heard the story of the Israelites' journey in the wilderness. That time around, the sermon was part of a Lenten preaching series focused on the theme of wilderness. And in my sermon from that Sunday, I said this. It's one of those Sundays, isn't it? In my sermon from that Sunday, I said, as we turn our focus to the Israelites' time in the wilderness, we're reminded that, just like them, our journeys often don't go according to plan. I had no idea just how true that would be. Over the past 2.5 years, not a single one of us can claim that our journeys have gone according to plan. Back when the Israelites escaped from slavery in Egypt and began their journey through the wilderness, they didn't have any idea what was coming to them either. God had parted the waters of the Red Sea for them, and they had passed through the waters with the promise of freedom and new life in hand. But that promise seemed to slip away so quickly as the Israelites were confronted with the realities of hunger and thirst. First, at a place called Marah, there was water, but the Israelites found they couldn't drink it because it was too bitter. Then, at a place called Sin, they discovered there was no food to eat, and then at Rephidim, there was no water at all, bitter or sweet. And each time, when the Israelites found themselves tired and dirty and thirsty and hungry, the grumbling and complaining and whining began. In today's reading, we heard the Israelites cry out to Moses, "Why? Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Was it to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" Now, as we know, the Israelites had to leave Egypt in a hurry. They didn't have time to pack up much food or stock up on water, and their journey wasn't going according to plan, at least not their plan. And so they wondered, why? Why would God have promised them a land flowing with milk and honey if all they could see around them was a wilderness of hunger and thirst? Why? Why had God promised them life if all they were experiencing was the possibility of death? Why did God grant them freedom from the burden of slavery, only to burden them instead with the struggle for survival? The Israelites were stuck in an in-between time. They were stuck between promise and fulfillment. They knew what God had promised them, but they feared that promise might not be fulfilled. And so they were left not just wandering, but also wondering, is the Lord really among us or not? The past 2.5 years have been a sort of wilderness for us too, as we have journeyed through the pandemic. The journey certainly hasn't gone according to plan. Again, when I think back to March of 2020, I think back to how hard it was to make that first decision to suspend in-person worship. The deacons wrestled with that. And at the time, we thought we'd only have to suspend worship for 2 weeks. That alone seemed almost unimaginable, and we had no idea what was coming. And now here we are, 2.5 years later, still living with the reality of COVID-19, still wandering through the wilderness of this pandemic, still wondering where God is in the midst of it all. So maybe we're not so different from Moses and the Israelites. And maybe there are some things we can learn from them about what to do when our journeys don't go according to plan. First, we can turn to prayer. Notice that when the people complain to Moses that they're thirsty, he cries out to God. He turns to prayer. He names his frustrations. He asks for help. I love how honest he is in his prayer. He does not beat around the bush. He does not mince words. He says to God, "What am I supposed to do with these people?" When we are tired, when we are thirsting for God, we can be honest in our prayers too. We don't have to beat around the bush or mince words when we are frustrated or fearful, when we are angry or ashamed, when we are depressed or filled with despair. We can name the realities of our lives and ask our God, what am I supposed to do with this? We can turn to prayer. And then notice how God responds. God says to Moses, go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. God encourages Moses to keep going, and he reminds them that there are people who are called to share the journey with him. God hasn't called him to walk alone. And then God says, take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, strike the rock at Horeb, and water will come out of it. God reminds Moses that he already has what he needs right in his hand. He has his staff. And God has already used that staff to work wonders and make miracles. So God invites Moses to trust what he already has in hand. He invites him to trust that that will be enough for God to work wonders and make miracles yet again. God has already provided Moses and the people with everything they will need in order to survive. God doesn't call us to walk alone. And God doesn't send us out without giving us what we need for the journey. We are in an in-between time in this pandemic, in this nation, in this world. We don't yet know exactly where the journey is going to take us. I've been thinking a lot about what that means for us as a church, especially as we get ready to start a new program year in September. What is Old South going to look like this fall, or next fall, or five falls from now? We don't know yet. But what we do know is this. God does not call us to walk through these in-between times alone. And God doesn't send us out into the wilderness without giving us what we need, what our church needs in order to survive. And God has given us the gift of prayer. A gift that invites us to be honest about our frustrations and our fears, as well as our hopes and our dreams. So I wonder if you will join me in lifting Old South in prayer in the days and weeks ahead. Join me in praying for our future and in planning for what comes next. We don't know yet exactly where this journey will take us or what God has in store for us, but trusting in God and relying on each other, we will get there. Even if things don't go according to plan, I believe we will discover over and over again that God is in our midst. Amen.